Tonight on The Wonder Years.
The Wonder Years.
Didn't they use this as the theme song?
Yes. I think they did.
Love that song.
Fred Savage's brother Ben pretends he's going to have a career too. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Was it Daniel Stern that
yeah,
did the voiceover?
Daniel Stern was the voiceover guy. That's right. I'm Paul Harris, filling in for Frank today. He's decided that he is not coming back to the show until they find the Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. So, woohoo! So I get to fill in for him today and then do the regular thing tomorrow. But one of the things that we normally do on Fridays, which I'm also going to do here today, right now, is play the Harris Challenge. If you have not played in the last 30 days, give us a call, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, on your cell phones, *KTRS. Later on in this hour, Mike Evans will be here, and I'll have a great batch of knuckleheads in the news for you. I'm looking for a story I wanted to share with you about what would probably be considered the best obituary of the day. Oh, I just had it right here. Oh, here it is.
Oh, I saw that. It's good.
This is a guy from Delaware by name of Walter George Brule Jr. he was from Dewey Beach, Delaware. I'm not going to read you the whole obituary that his family put in the newspaper, but I'm going to highlight a couple of things from it. Walter George Brule Jr. of Dewey Beach is a dead person. He is no more. He is bereft of life. He is deceased. He has rung down the curtain and gone to join the choir invisible. He's expired and gone to meet his maker. Which means that the people who wrote this are fans of Monty Python, because that's from the dead parrot sketch. Then it goes on to say, he was surrounded by his loving wife of 57 years, Helene Sellers Brule, who will now be able to purchase the mink coat, which he had always refused her because he believed only minks should wear mink. This is in the guy's obituary. There will be no viewing, since his wife refuses to honor his request to have him standing in the corner of the room with a glass of Jack Daniels in his hand so he would appear natural to visitors. And then there's the last one. Cremation will take place at the family's convenience, and his ashes will be kept in a Grecian urn until they get tired of having it around. What's a Grecian urn? About 200 drachmas a week. They go for the oldest, literally the oldest joke in the world. Goes back to Greece in the days of Athens. That's how old that joke is. Older than George Brule was. Your obituary of the day. Let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge. Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. As you already know, it's the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Just been a big fan of the show since the kickstays, and if you need to find a charity to support, go to autismspeaks.org.
Okay. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer, which is confused because it thinks it's Thursday, and it is, but it usually doesn't get worked until Friday. But it still mixes up the questions and categories, and here they come. We don't have our topical category today. We'll have it tomorrow. But today, here you go. Sky High, Know Your Body, or We're Off to College. What would it be, Ken?
We're Off to College.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. We start with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. If you get past 8 points, that's a good thing because that makes you a winner. And you're asking, what do I win? Go ahead, ask.
What do I win?
Here's the guy who can tell you.
Yay! The prize man!
Right, Paul and Ken, you can win 12 free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop. They have two locations. One in Florissant and one in Cobbleville.
Cobbleville.
And from Werenberg Theater. We have passes you can choose from. 300, The Rise of the Empire, or Nonstop, that new one with Liam Neeson.
Yeah, I just wanted to see that yesterday.
Yeah, we have the Lego Movie and a few others to choose from. We'll let you know what those are if you win.
And if you get all the questions right, that's 15 points, a clean sweep, and then you get all the prizes for a package worth well over
$1 million.
Of course, Ken, there is a downside to the Harris Challenge, and that is if you don't get past the halfway point, if you get 7.5 points or less, then, as you understand, I will have to punish you.
Okay. Hopefully that doesn't happen.
Your category is We're Off to College. Ken, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which university has a campus in South Bend, Indiana?
Notre Dame.
Correct. What city is USC located in?
Southern California. Pasadena?
Los Angeles. What Ivy League school is in New Jersey?
Harvard.
Princeton. For 2 points each, in what cities would you find colleges named Northwestern and Northeastern?
Chicago.
Well, that's one of them.
And half.
What city is home to American University?
Washington, D.C.
Correct. All right, what is the other school? You got Northwestern. Where would you find Northeastern?
Detroit.
Boston.
Oh.
Yeah, let's see how you did here. You got the five, you got two for Chicago, and you got one for Notre Dame. You squeaked by with 8 points, Ken. Congratulations.
Yeah. Way to go, Ken.
Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes. And we'll go to, is this right, our next contestant also named Ken?
Yes.
This is the real Ken.
Ah.
It's
okay.
A Ken twin spin.
All right. Ken, tell it's a twin spin. It's a back-to-back instant replay twin spin,
twin
double
Ken.
Shot, mini concert, superset weekend. Ken, tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Believe it or not, I am a twin.
Congratulations. Whoa. Is the other twin a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
Fraternal or identical?
No, actually, we were triplets at birth. My other brother passed away.
Oh.
So... But people look at us and they say, holy, if they see me separate from him, they think it's me. But you put us together, then you can tell the difference.
Well, if we put you together, that would be awfully messy. let's see. We have three categories here, sky high or know your body. Or the new third category is multiple choice history.
Multiple choice history.
Okay. I will say this because I always say it when somebody chooses the multiple choice category. It seems like having more choices makes the category easier. Not always. 60 seconds on the clock, Ken. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what year did the California Gold Rush get underway? 1749, 1849, 1949?
1849.
Correct. What company invented the floppy disk in 1970? Was it 3M, Microsoft, or IBM?
IBM.
Correct. In what year did the Hindenburg explode?
1939.
You want your choices? Or you want to
answer? Yeah, go on. Give me the choices.
1927, 1937, or 1939?
1939.
1937.
Oh!
What planet did the space probe Voyager 2 take pictures of in 1989 for the first time? Neptune, Mercury, or Mars?
Give them to me again.
Neptune, Mercury, or Mars?
Neptune.
Correct. In what decade did the Concorde make its first supersonic flight? 50s, 60s, or 70s?
70s.
The year was 1976, and you are correct, Ken.
I am right.
Yes, you are. So you got the five, you got the four, you got the two, and the one. That's almost a clean sweep. 12 points.
And I tell you, I would have gotten that.
You would have gotten the Hindenburg?
The Hindenburg one.
You mean if you hadn't said the wrong answer?
If I haven't said the wrong answer.
Hey, and we had a planet question in there, and today, March 13th, is the day they discovered Uranus.
Oh, Uranus.
I discover that every morning.
It's Uranus Day.
Also known as Proctologist Day. Congratulations, Ken. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes. And here is Justin. Or is it Justin or Dustin?
It's Dustin.
Dustin, welcome to the Harris Challenge. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm just really hoping I win so I can get my prize from your receptionist, Alex.
Okay. I do not blame
you.
She's
been up here before, I guess.
She is a lovely young woman. All right, yes. Which category would you like, Dustin? Sky high, know your body, or our new third category, north, south, west, east?
I'll do know your body.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Where is your gluteus maximus?
Your rear end.
Correct. Where is your patella?
Your leg.
Be more specific.
Your foot.
Your knee. Where is your uvula?
That's in your throat.
Yeah, it's a thing hanging down in the back. Where is your philtrum?
Oh, shoot, I don't know. Pass.
For 1 point each, name five body parts whose names are only three letters long.
leg, arm, eye. Pass. Can't think of any more.
Back to the philtrum.
I'll just guess and say your head.
No, it's under your nose. It's the ridge above your lip. I needed that specifically. All right, two more body parts that are only three letters long.
I'm almost out of time, aren't I?
No, you're out of time. Actually, I just gave you an answer. Lip would qualify. Rib, hip, jaw, ear, toe, gum. You could have had any of those, Dustin, but you didn't. Instead, eye, leg, and arm get you 1 point each. The uvula answer, mouth, gets you 3 points. The butt answer for gluteus maximus gets you 1 point. But unfortunately, you come up short with only 7. Which means I have to punish you. Now, here's a... I did not even know that this group existed, but do you remember about 4.5 years ago, in October of 2009, we had that ridiculous story of Balloon Boy in Fort Collins, Colorado? There was a balloon made out of Mylar that was released by a guy, and it was up in the air, and there was a report that his 6-year-old son was inside that balloon, and all the cable networks had live coverage of it, and helicopters and TV news helicopters and police helicopters were chasing this thing. You remember that story?
Yeah.
Turned out to be a hoax because the kid was actually in the attic. The guy who pulled off that hoax was Richard Heaney, who ended up doing some time in jail for that. His wife ended up getting probation but had to do some weekend community service. The kid who was in the attic and not in the balloon was his son, Falcon Heaney. Falcon and his two brothers, Bradford and Rio Heaney,
oh man,
now have a band that Richard Heaney is trying to promote and make famous. As we will prove by punishing you with one of their songs, it ain't going to happen. And I'm going to predict that right now is the only time the Heaney brothers, I'm sorry, the Heaney boys, and yes, they spell it with a Z, because the kids love the Z instead of the S. This is the only time they'll ever get any radio play.
What the heck is that instrument?
That's a guitar.
It's dark.
Imagine living next to this family. Like, they're not annoying enough with the other stuff, but you got to put up with this.
And with his pickup truck trying to sell everything.
Okay, okay, just pause it right there. Just,
It's the Heaney boys.
It's not Mr. Heaney from Green Acres. Oh. It's the Heaney boys. Well, thanks for that, Dustin.
All right, thank you, guys. By the way, I am AM in the PM. I forgot to mention that.
Thank you. Have a great day. Let's move on to our next contestant today. Becky, you're on the Big 550.
Hello.
Hi, tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'm married to my husband named Todd. I have 2 little girls named Olivia and Natalie, and I'm AM in the PM.
All right. Your phone cut out there. Your phone cut out there when you were naming your daughter's name. Say them again so they can hear it loud and proud.
Olivia and Natalie.
Very nicely done. Okay. 2 categories left. Sky High or North, South, West, East.
I'll take North, South, West, East.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Becky. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which rapper had a child with Kim Kardashian and named it North?
Kanye West.
Correct. In what year did Robert Perry lead the first expedition to the North Pole? 1889, 1909, 1929?
1909.
Correct. What state did the TV show Northern Exposure take place in?
Pat.
Which national memorial would you find near Keystone, South Dakota?
The Mount Rushmore.
Correct. What company did George Eastman start in 1892?
I don't know.
The key word there was Eastman. What state did the TV show Northern Exposure take place in?
Maine.
Alaska. What company did George Eastman start in 1892? Eastman Kodak was the name of the company. Becky, you got the one, you got the two, you got the four, and then things fell apart.
Hmm.
Just like,
go ahead and punish me.
Just like Richard Heaney's story about how it was not a hoax. Okay. All right. By the way, for a transcript of the lyrics of the Heaney Boys songs, please get a life. Becky, I'm sorry you didn't win. I hope you have a nice day.
Thank you, too.
Let's go on to our final contestant today. Hi, Mark.
How you doing, Paul?
Good. Talk about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm just the father of two great kids. I'd like to say hi to Charlotte and Luke.
Okay. Your category is Sky High. Mark, let's play the Harris Challenge. What number was the first Apollo mission to put two men on the moon?
11.
Correct. What kind of animal was Laika, the first animal to be launched into space?
Dog.
Correct. What were John Young and Robert Crippen, the first astronauts to take into space in April 1981?
I don't know.
How much did Dennis Tito and Mark Shuttleworth pay the Russians to become the first two private citizens to take a trip to the International Space Station? $10 million, $20 million, or $100
million? $10
million. $20 million. Who was the last U.S. astronaut to pilot a spaceship under the Mercury program? Gordon Cooper, Wally Schirra, or Alan Shepard?
Shepard.
Gordon Cooper. Back to the three-pointer. What were John Young and Robert Crippen, the first astronauts to take into space in April 1981?
I don't know.
That was the space shuttle.
Oh.
Mark, you got the one and the two.
Hmm.
Let me introduce you to the Heaney Boys. A lawyer, I have to ask Scott Sherman, would the stand your ground law apply if this was your neighbors?
I think so in this case.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
And by thank you, I mean
thanks,
stop
guys.
It.
Have a good day.
Mark, have a great weekend. That's the Harris Challenge for today. We'll give it another shot tomorrow afternoon at 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS.